The IU Department of Theater and Drama opened their 2009-2010 season with Willie Russell's musical Blood Brothers. Russell is a veteran writer, teacher, and hairdresser. He's best known for the films educating Rita and Shirley Valentine. Blood Brothers is set in the Liverpool where Russell grew up. It was right around the time and place where the Beatles were just getting started. Blood Brothers has the power and shape of a fable. It begins with a narrator asking, "Have you heard the story of the Johnstone twins? As like each other as two new pins." Mrs. Johnstone, Mandy Strife, abandoned by her husband and expecting number 8, thinks that a job cleaning for Mrs. Lyons, Julia Mosby, will let her make ends meet. Then she learns that it's not just number 8, but 9 as well. The childless Mrs. Lyons gets the superstitious Johnstone to agree to give up one of the children, and we have a classic tale of nature versus nurture. Johnstone's son, Mickey, Martin Brent, grows up in poverty with poor education, unemployment, and crime. The other child, Eddie, Matt Birdsong, has all the advantages of wealth and education, leading to a responsible political career. Along the way, the two do become fast, if unlikely, friends. As young teens, they even swear blood brotherhood and fall for the same girl, Linda, Brianna McClellan. In the final scene, the deranged Mickey learns to his chagrin and anger the more fortunate Eddie was his brother. "Why wasn't I the one who was given away?" he asks. Either on purpose or by accident, Mickey shoots Eddie and is killed by a police sniper. Mandy Strife, as Mrs. Johnstone, does a very nice job as both the young dancing lady and later the mother. Her resilience and love that she shows for her children were a pleasure to see. In a couple of scenes, she was simply striking as she used pauses where a lesser actor wouldn't have been able to resist some sort of busyness. The show's narrator is in and out of the scenes, playing parts, adding verse-style chants and snatches of song. Matthew Martin was by turns wise, menacing, supportive, and even amusing. Martin Brent and Matt Birdsong were the separated twins. Their varied parts and the delight that they showed in discovering one another's company was quite a bit of fun. Both aged nicely as they moved from boyhood into young manhood. The first 50 minutes of the IU Department of Theater and Drama's Blood Brothers is about as engaging a piece of theater as I've seen in quite a while. And the second act, although repetitive, has many strong elements, and the ending's dramatically chilling. Director Murray McGibbon's cast from the ever-developing musical theater program is an accomplished one. Leads were all good, the minor characters well-defined and sharp. The musical director and leader of the keyboard quartet was Terry LaBolt. Choreography was by William Angelo. One of my favorite scenes from Blood Brothers was of the neighborhood children all playing a complicated game that they seemed to be making up as they went. I came pretty close to believing that those college students were an engaging bunch of elementary school kids. Blood Brothers in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater continues with performances this week through Saturday. You can find this and other reviews and an interview with actor Mandy Strife on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.